Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Here we go. There, audio. See? Straight out the gate. And I already screwed up. Welcome to Voices Carry. I had this great voiceover during that. Was not a live. That drone footage was not live. But I had a great voiceover. You did not miss anything. Sitting the phone that I've yet to really dial in, so you can probably hear my breathing. And you can hear that I'm nervous. So, Voices Carry Live exists to get to know each other's neighbor, to raise the community up, to bring the community together. I think now with how divided the country is, and let me go off on that a second, this show will never involve national politics. I want to keep that out of this. I want to keep, for the most part, whenever I can, keep local politics out of this show. This show is about community. It's about raising the tide and having all the ships raise along with it. Having children does something to you. I'd like to thank my wife, Meredith, for the support, for letting me do this. We built a business to try to get and make time for us, for our children, to focus on them and to give them the attention that they need now more than ever in this world. And then you know, things happen to where you kind of see behind the curtain of some things, and you feel like you need to do something. Firefighting. That's why let's just open up Voices Carry Live right now. Talk about you know, life is short, so we gotta voice up, pun intended. And you know, I did have a few fun things that I worked up. My idols for late night comedy, back when late night comedy was funny, Conan O'Brien, Craig Ferguson, and David Letterman. I would watch Conan O'Brien on a black and white Coleman television channel. Oh yeah, it was Sunday night. Or WGN would run some sort of movie special. And then, you know, just have the stoplight's going to work, and it's going to be on 10-15-minute timer, and when it goes red, it's going to tell me to stop talking. And not tell me, but you've heard enough of me. For my sake, one-on-one, I don't want to have that sort of high energy. I want to have high energy. We're going to have fun here. There's a lot of stuff that we can do to have fun, especially as the show gets guests. We can get all that going. Try it. second one. I might bring in some Hanna-Barbera. I might bring in some Hanna-Barbera sound effects that they record. Which one you like? It was between that. Sound effects that they record. Which one you like? It was between that and just the glass breaking, which is what David Letterman did. Which is what David Letterman did. I gotta separate myself a little bit. The important issues. And well, first, actually, let me show you around the set. Here's a completely unrelated note. Public Works or IDOT, you might have to replace. I saw these all lined up. They're like they were just rejects from, you know, they went out of service and still do. And didn't hit it. I was upset because there was like ball marks in the scoreboard. I was like, these are from like people hitting the scoreboard. I was like, I got to do that during the game. But it landed next to it, got a home run, ran to first instead of running to third like I did during my first at bat. I ran to third. My coach, Mike Gleason, I still have the scorebook from that. Near and dear to my heart, just out of our hands as of right now. But I have a 3 on there. That was my number for let's see if you can see. Moving over. I was a huge fan of The Office, and he always had a bullhorn in the back. This bullhorn actually was used in the movie Book of Eli. Not this one, but this model. And when I saw it, I just started doing like Facebook. That's a great movie. Do not look up that movie. Amazing movie. Auction for a school that I pay attention to auctions for like equipment and stuff. And I saw one pop up, and I got like a big, huge whiteboard for my son and daughter. It actually came with the map. So let me pan out. I picked it up. It probably belongs to Public Works in Perry, so if they want it back, please reach out. And I will consider giving it back. This is a water pump that's red. It is not the color of the one that we have in Perry, just to avoid confusion. And my radio strap from when I was a firefighter. And then I want to try this live. Service area, and they say you're gonna have one. So that's another and plastic form mountain, and it can increase the difficulty if you get really good, if you're an old hand at it. Camp Nowhere for your Stranger Things fans. This was Camp Nowhere. Kind of like a Upley Exists, but it was just for the series. It's kind of like a Upley Exists, but it was just for the Stranger Thing. A whole bunch of stuff. Just for what else? Oh, there's some stuff underneath the desk it's just kind of I think there's a cookie jar that I got from a fire from kindergarten to sixth grade. I don't think Three Oaks School raised so much money and really like strong. What they do, there's when that loaded up. So all right. Well, I just dropped that camera, so I'm only for the other one. My can go wrong, it will go wrong. So the power cable that it's going to be panning, but at least you won't have to see me too close up. And let's try one more. That I put together, there was like older class made it like be funny. Oh, the tore down the old Sears in Crystal Lake. Yeah, that's my favorite. I like four. Okay, so that's enough. Okay, so that's enough funny business. Funny business. Just joking, we can have fun the whole thing. But just joking, we can have fun the whole thing. But what I wanted to get into was something a little like take care of, and I'm gonna bring a video up. She was actually selling it to get that kind of mitigated, you know. And then prepare for the show is I'll go through like Twitter, Facebook, Northwest Herald, Daily Herald. This I have another post from them, but the whoever takes care of the McHenry County Conservation District, you'll see in the next few slides there's another one that is quite funny. This is an informational one about them hiring an educational services manager. I remember the one that I did was we walked a conservation area off of East Main and learned so much. One, I don't know what it exactly was. It might have been mint. There were strawberries there too, which is also invasive, that we found out with our family garden this year, along with pumpkins. It was a great experience. So if somebody has the skill, I'm going to be 36. So, and you know, full head of hair. So, you know, not everybody can do that, but, with those programs. So let's get them the help. Here's the next one. McHenry County Conservation District. Nature knows it is never too early to decorate for Halloween, which I thought was cute. Like babe spiderweb there. That is one thing I like about Halloween is that you don't have to clean the cobwebs around your lights on the outside because you get some food. People working there that really maximize the dollars that are donated, and you know, seems like their supplies diminish faster when it gets colder for some reason. But thank you, Carrie Griffin. Consolidated School District 26, the PPO of color. So I like they have amazing teachers, and it looks like they put on a really awesome color run. It was not the Michael Scott, the Michael Scott from The Office run to where it was in one straight line. I believe it was in a circle. That I really like about this. Usually, sitting outside, go to these expos, and it's like a learning conference. And sitting outside, go to these expos, and it's like a learning conference. And if it's led well, you get to know everybody, because you know each group has their own task, and then at the end they bring it together. So I joke, Dr. White there, and they were talking. And asking questions, and let me put that back up in place. And then October 30th, they can't tell you how to vote, and I don't want to tell you. I probably have met four. I've met the listening session they had, and it's like they're like the nicest people, we need to support them, and like Jim Carrey once said, he was giving a tour of his home. It wasn't like cribs or anything, but Jim Carrey said he had this like nice little Zen garden in the back, and with the one guy that was interviewing him, he's like, you know what I love about this Zen garden seating area is that no matter what's going on out there, we're talking right now and we're friends. Like, so, like, I, we have to really understand that instead of as a collective, instead of regular, these are individual people, they're in to see the district succeed. And some, I ask, you know, if you do have issues, because that really, we just need to treat them as people. Because I think when we went through that, we need to act like how we want our kids to act. At the meeting, they touched on some safety things. They want to add security cameras to all locations. They want to beef up the doors, the windows, add some frosted glass to specific areas to see in school setback. It's kind of like how the junior high is a rural area. Like you can have a chance to see who's coming up. Like does that person a rural area? Like you can have a chance to see who's coming up. Like does that person belong? Do they not belong? And there's a few places to where if they could be implemented later. There's Cary Junior High, some unique issues just with age. And but across the board, I think they want to do safety, I know that. But then each specific school had its own, if it was older, like they had to replace the chiller, which is like the heating and cooling for the building. It's a reallocation. It's not going to the well again to where taxes are going to leave, or just questions, bringing some questions, writing some down. Oh, this looked like fun. It was a summer math program and a teacher reading and completing. Didn't necessarily get me to maybe forget and then burn off that little sheet, fill it out, and then. So that looks like it's, instead of, you know, pizza, you get to pie a teacher in the face, which is fun, and a teacher's being a good sport, so it's awesome. Yeah, you know, with my kids, I love the library, and we have a few posts from the library, but I love the library, like, for renting books, but I like to buy books because I like to have them laying around. Because when you get them from the library, you know, you never know if, you know, maybe it's not going to hit with them. You know, they're not going to pick it up, then you have to return it, then it never exists again. So if you get books over time and you just have them like, there's another trait. And then also books, I like to have them laying around, not hidden, so they can't find them, to where they can pick them up and use them. Let's see what else we got. Oh, I threw this in there. That was our Voices Cary post. That was our first post for Voices Cary. And one is from me. And that retweet is from me as well. So that actually made noise by itself. All right, a golfing trip. They already did. And they did quite well. They ranked first there, and individually they had some players success, but I remember trying out for the golf team for Cary Grove, and so it's really intimidating because they'll have all the judges at the first tee off, and I know that they're looking at your swing, like how you carry yourself. You know, they're analyzing everything right there, first tee off. And I completely just, I put it right into the water and to the other fairway, I think. And I just picked up my clubs and went home. So congratulations to the Cary Grove team there. That's amazing. Yeah, keep having fun. McHenry County, They have a Rise and Thrive podcast. I watched one of them, and it was informative. So if you're interested in the happenings of local business, brought in some people into the area for a party, and the village gave them some notoriety. The Department of Transportation, this was cool. The Department of Transportation is giving farmers money if they can make a living snow fence. So you can see there, instead of like the orange fence, they did this off at Georgetown. You can see those plants and bushes exist for to be a living snow fence, because they used to put orange fence there, but now they're doing a living snow fence by leaving some corn up so the snow does not drift over into the road. Tell you, or the program to get you to where you're not get into college and then you're bored, so they let you hit the ground running there. There is from our superintendent for District 26. Great week to be part of District 26. Sharing a favorite book to watching Deer Path's Color Run. He said it was exciting. A superintendent that gets pretty out and get involved, not just for the camera and for the publicity, but because I'm, from the few times I met him, it seems like he actually he's got kids, and he cares about the success of them and for the district. I thought I was watching Winnie the Pooh with my kids, and that's called, his name's Mr. Sanders, or it says that above the door to his house, and I was like, that would have been great if I would have had that in my toolbox. Oh, I'm like Winnie the Pooh, but he probably would have given me detention. What's oh, the wrong button. All right, check that out. That's tasty. I also thought, I was thinking about making a segment. You know that one aisle in Aldi that's really just, but I was thinking about having to get journalism, to get some journalists in the pipeline. Journalists in the pipeline. Oh, this was the Bartlett Police Department. Like, voices carry. Why do you have? Because I've seen their posts. Come up every once in a while, because I'll like some like police fundraisers and stuff. So it sends me police department posts, and I know Lake in the Hills it sends me police department posts, and I know Lake in the Hills is really active with their police posts. And speeding are, you know, what I saw when I was a firefighter. These police officers are humans, and you know, the number one rule after, you know, when I was firefighting was, you know, everybody goes home. So you're a team, you're a family, but, you know, you're also human. So, like, you know, that's why you, when you go into the streets, I know a family, but, you know, you're also human. So, like, you know, that's why you, when you go into the streets, I know every firefighter I worked with was hilarious. Every firefighter I worked with was hilarious. And we just had a blast. So that was just it that wants the best for the community, and I think that does well. And they saw really really good success with humor. And I remember traveling the interstate. I'm gonna leave this up. I got to get up to see these and read these off. But I know the Department of Transportation on the interstates had some humor too. Because it gets the whole car talking. Discover your seatbelt. I know Illinois has there's a sign that says ho ho ho, please drive slow. I know I can't really read some of those, but I'll pull up some more when like in the visual one for the next broadcast. I thought that was, you know, locally here what we want to do, and I'd like to to see if these new school buses are equipped with that. I remember when I was in school, they had the, they modified all of, you know. This was Daily Herald. Fall is a great time for planting. It's a great time for planting and for, they, now is the time to plant for success and remember, just water them. And talk, you know. Early voting. You got to register, start, get your vote in, get it locked in. No matter who you're voting for, get it locked in. According to this, being in Woodstock, it's actually part of that same strip mall now. So you can go there and get it locked in. And I know that there's a few coming up. This one, you can do it now. In my in this, but I did read it, and it was Mrs. Miller from Cherry Grove High School. She was in this town. Because, you know, I've said it before, now more than ever, we need to be a community. And, you know, I gotta try this. I gotta try my hand at this, just to say that I did try it. And we can all come together and really, you know, the kids want to bring their kids and move them back home to be love thy neighbor. Brought up in the newspaper, robotics team, the Golden Rate, another one, because, you know, you put your name to it and you work as a team, and you work as a team, and, you know, especially with robotics, you know, you put a whole bunch of, I got robotics kits. I actually was happy, Springsy, and I was like a snap. If you look up on Amazon, Meyer has get your son and daughter involved with, and how it's kind of like water, and forgetting me that Radio Shack gift. But this robotics team, they placed very high, and they're just show me support. Now these guys get a little wild at this conference. This is the McHenry County Water Forum. This is for like watershed for the county. That was there. If you'd like to see, we haven't had a lot of rain lately, but they held a conference about that. This is awesome. The Cary Library. Cary Library put a. Reading is fun. Checking out books, and you know the. I think they have. Like the only thing they don't have is like tool rental. Like you have to go to AutoZone for that. But literally everything else that is like you're on the edge of like, should I buy this and invest in it? Like if I'm just gonna use this once, or. They have it. Gotta move that button away from there. Okay, Kittyland. I wanted to throw in some Chicago history. I saw this in my feed when I was researching. Been on it once, and that's what got me into roller coasters, and then. When I started operating the roller coasters at Six Flags, I just met, it was so much fun having friendships. And that's where I got their equipment. And they're like more responsible than some adults that I know. And they were given a checklist, and they took it so seriously. I took it seriously. I loved making sure that I had a safe ride. Checking restraints and operating Superman. When we had fun, like we have downtime, like when the roller coasters have, since you ask, I'm going to tell you, because you can look. So there's a block on the line, stop it at that point until the next brake run, which is when it kind of flattens out. That's a block, so you can stop there, you can control it. So each block is where you can control the roller coaster. And sometimes when the computer would sense like something's not right. I know there was an optical sensor on the roller coaster and at the same time every day, like the sun would be setting, and then it would, when the beam breaks, and it would set up. Setting up means all the roller coasters break where they can be controlled, and then you have to call maintenance. And, you know, operating Superman or any ride, you'd have a line full of, it'd be 100 degrees out, and you'd have a line full of people waiting to get on the ride, and then you'd have to do this. I remember it, you have to switch the switch, and it's have the downtime spiel, which like just tells everybody in line like, hey, this ride's down, something ain't right. We appreciate your patience. And then there's, you know, some branding like thank you for coming to Six Flags. And then there was another switch. They never told us this, but there was another switch that had for the line speakers. There were speakers in line, so you could notify the people of this downtime. Hey, like to tell them, hey, it's going to be even longer than you thought. And it controlled the mic, so you could talk to the line, people waiting in line. So I would bring this bag of popsicle sticks, jokes, you know, how they would, at Six Flags Kittyland. Actually, the reason why I brought up Six Flags was because if you remember Kittyland, Six Flags has the Little Dipper, which I believe was from Kittyland, still operated by a lever, by a lever. There's obviously electronics and safety involved, but I believe there's still a lever. Not a lever, a lever. 10K Creations, you might have seen this gentleman off of West Main. He designs, and if you ask him nicely, he'll sell you them. We bought many for each season from him. It's a great, you know, he's so talented with, and he does custom jobs too, and for every season. So, and he's like a really nice guy. Check this guy out off of West Main. You can't miss it if you, West Main going towards the dog park. West on West Main. Did I say East Main before? He's on West Main going towards the dog park. You can't miss him. Get some decoration for Halloween and Christmas. I gotta get up for this one. This was Cary Junior High, or no, Three Oaks PTO, with how much money they raised. Like I said before, it's great to see. This is a perfect cat rescue. We had three cats up until a while ago, and one passed away, and his name was Sammy. And he was a very cute cat. He was born altered, but he had these eye crusties on it, like his eye. So he wasn't easily brought for the adoption events because they'd have to clean up his eyes and stuff. So I saw this one Facebook post and of him, and I'm like, that's our next cat. And I sent it to my wife, and like, we got him and spoiled him. Took him for walks, took him camping, but he recently passed away, and we found this. It is really hard to find a cremation. We thought about burying him or cremating him, and we both decided to cremate him. And if you look up, I don't know the name of it, but in Woodstock, there's a pet crematory, and it's ran by the nicest guy. And with some other crematories, you don't know, like they do group ones, and you just don't know. So this one, he like looked us in the eye, and like we're gonna, just like as if he was still alive, he's like, we're gonna take care of him. It was just a class act. But these Perfect Cat Rescue, these are the events that are scheduled. Oh, I messed up on this one. It's out of order. So the owners, I'm looking to start. I think that they're looking into putting a water tower over there and either making that commercial or residential. And then I pull up and go back 31 numbers on like the mileage of paths per town. Like there's future plans, it looks like you can tell that they were wanting to put a tunnel in, a tunnel underneath the 14 there, because the one large path kind of dead ends there at 14 and left by Aldi. So I mean, I love how connected Scary Terry is on trying to get some infrastructure back there. A little late. It's 6:14. It's currently 6:14, but of the fire department, these are amazing people that are very good at what they do and their profession. And they're Terry has a dive team. They have Swiftwater. They have a whole bunch of stuff on the trucks. You know, bring the kids and the family. I'm actually going to go there after this to bring the kids. But and they have fun events too. Like they have this one water stream thing. You can knock out the windows with the water stream, and you can go in the trucks, and just every single piece of equipment's out. So, and you know what I loved about it is that these firefighters want to share the knowledge. They want to show like their craft, and like I would take so much pride in, like, you know, you get in the morning or at night when you get on shift, you take the oxygen bottle and or the air bottle, and you know, you top it off, and you know, if you're driving the fire truck, you're going through and literally checking everything. I would take a halogen bar and hit the inner tire to make sure that, because on the dually tires, one could be flat, the inside could be flat, and the outside is not. Just like these people take so much pride in their work, and they want to share it. They want to show the public what they do. So I highly recommend going to this open house, and they'll have live extrication, which is just tearing open a car. I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but they usually tone out. When I say tone out, like when you call 911, it goes through the dispatch center, the air, so that it opens up at a sequence of tone. So that's when you say tone out call. That's what that means. So they'll actually do that and have it broadcasted for everybody to hear, like a car accident, somebody trapped. And then you see the fire trucks actually roll up. And they pull up just like as if it's a regular scene, and get out and pull the hose out, get the fire trucks revved up, and you get to see them go to work, and it's a lot of fun. So show them your support. There's a lot of great people and a lot of fun things to learn too, for the kids and for the adults. Oh. The lithium ion batteries, the fire department posted about this. Stay safe with lithium ion, especially with stuff you buy online. If it's not, usually stuff you buy in the store goes through like a UL or another certification. Some things you buy on eBay or online, it's not always, like sometimes they try to take shortcuts and stuff. And these lithium ion batteries, if there's not proper charge protection, it'll overcharge the battery and then blow up. I went on a fire call once, show up, and there's like, it was one of those scooters, that you stand on, and it was in the garage, thankfully. The garage door was open, I think, and the battery, pieces of the battery and the scooter was across the street. And I can still smell it today, with how it smelled. But that's why, like, if you buy some of these things, like, I know we have one thing in our kid's room that we got off of Amazon, and it's one of those stargazing things. You plug it in. It's got a small lithium-ion battery in it. I don't let that thing charge overnight. If you let that thing chooch overnight, it's going to... If that charge protection fails and it becomes like open circuit, that thing's going to go, and they're unpredictable. So I make things happy by just unplugging stuff that doesn't need to be plugged in. Especially in kids' rooms, make sure you're got smoke detectors and CO detectors with functioning batteries, and make sure you know stuff's not by outlets or extension cords. This is another Facebook page that I run. There was a JFK Health World existed in Barrington, Illinois, and I remember going there when I was a kid for field trips. I started this Facebook page when they closed, or a little time after, with the intention of wanting to get businesses together and reopening it or creating something that was similar to it, because I there's nothing that around right now to inspire kids or even adults that's like this in our area. So that's another thing I'm working on, that that not just myself, there's a lot of other people involved now, that we kind of did a search for local talent and business owners and people that had some extra time to kind of put towards. If I go back to that, you see they had a train. Metra had a simulator in there to like know when not to cross tracks. They had this big girl, world, you'll find it. After creating this Facebook page, and then like it made a few, some people that actually worked with, you know, the only a church now, but they still have some of the, there's some stuff that is out there original to the JFK Health World. And yeah, we just need to inspire and to get minds, you know, exercise that muscle a little bit, to kind of like the more that I, this was a long show because, you know, it's the first one, and, you know, I gave you the nickel tour, but they'll be, if you decide to join me for the next few, let me see if there's any, no, the last one. Yeah, I'll put up a post. Let's see which one, which sound effect you guys like, and, you know, let's just become so, I know there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and move forward with, you know, bring back Bigfoot. He's still out there. That's live, actually. So I'm going to look into that. And then I love Toy Story. So there's no other meaning to this clip. It's not like a, there's no meaning to this clip. I just wanted to leave you with a clip from Toy Story. There might be a meaning, but thank you for joining me, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole! I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.